Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Empowered Spirit Show with your host, Terry Ann Hyman, who is known for her teachings on tapping into the spirit. Join in and learn more about the energy of aligning with your deeper self. Tap into the intuitive energy of the angels, spirit guides, crystals, color, and light. Are you having trouble making decisions? Is your health acting up? Do you need a greater magnification of life to find your purpose? Call in for readings to catch your spirit, find your answers. Align with your highest vibration.
Well, hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the Empowered Spirit Show. This is your host, Terry Ann Hyman, owner and founder of Natural Forces Studio, the Empowered Spirit Program, and author of Confessions of a Shower Tapper, the ultimate guide to living your purpose with EFT. So wherever you are and whatever time of day it is that you're listening in, thank you. Thank you so much for joining me and tuning in. I did want to let you know, if you're feeling a little lost in your life, or perhaps you just don't feel on track with your purpose, you can go to my website page, terryannhyman.com, and get a free energy assessment guide to empowering your spirit. Check it out. What is stopping you from living your purpose? And if you are in need of some help, my Empowered Spirit Program can offer you some. It's a 90-day private mentoring program that helps connect you to your spirit, teaching you intuitive development tools, Reiki energy, and even helping you to create new spiritual contracts for your life. Check it out. I have some openings for the spring season. You can go to the website page, Empowered Spirit Program, and download an assessment guide. Give me a call if you'd like to know more. I'd also like to invite you to my Facebook group, the Empowered Spirit Circle. It's a private Facebook group where we have lots of fun, offering blessings, energies, meditation, card readings, so many things, information on what's going on in the world, exactly what we need to know right now. So find me on Facebook if you'd like to join. I always have some bonus and offerings for those in the group. So how is everyone today? Always so much going on out in the cosmos and out in the world at large. Yes, we had a beautiful weekend celebrating Mother Earth Day all around. So much fun to see where everybody was joining in and how they were celebrating. I know for myself, I was up at the medicine wheel, really taking some time to clean it up and to move some rocks and to do some meditations and really put out the importance of why it is we need to connect with Mother Earth right now. How about you? Where were you celebrating? We also had the science marches, and yes, proud of Birmingham. They joined in as well. We had a nice crowd downtown. I joined in from the internet, but we were still represented. So yes, so important that we do stand up and take the time to really put out what it is that we want to see and the changes going forward for our world. April has been very, 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 shall I say it one more time, very intense. Yes, I know I felt it myself. All this retrograde energy, all of this shifting going on. How about you? What have you noticed? I know that we have a little bit more to go through. Yes, we do. The new moon is coming on Wednesday, and that is going to help us. Yes, it's in Taurus, so we bring in some of that earth energy. We're going to start to see a little bit of the shifting. It won't happen like immediate, but we will start to feel as if we're coming up from underground. Yes, we'll start to feel the shift. I know we'll start to feel a little bit in our abundance sector and the money and the cash and the prosperity. So be sure to put your intentions out as that new moon energy comes. I'll do a Facebook Live on it. That'll be on Wednesday. So look for that shift in energy. We also will be coming out of, yay, the Mercury retrograde. This always affects everybody, it seems, next week, I think on May 3rd. So we have about another 10 days, I guess. And there's also a little shadow energy always. So we always have to kind of pull ourselves through and get back on track. And that's all the reason we're going to be talking about the subject today, about energy imprints, reattuning our vibration, and how we can use the energy of our soul to go forward. My guest, Patricia, is going to join us in a few minutes from the Akashic Record Institute and talk a little bit more about soul imprints, attuning energy, and how we can really tap into this energy to create these changes and get ourselves going in the direction that our spirit really wants us to go in. I know for me, it has been a very challenging month. I've had to do a lot of meditation. I think this morning I was up at 5 for a good hour and a half, realigning and just doing the work that I need to do. So I offer you the same. Very important that we ground the energy. I was reading a little bit about the cosmos too. They're talking about a huge big old solar flare that's erupted from the sun. So yeah, we're going to be feeling some of that electromagnetic energy too. All the more reason that we ground our energy. Yes, and help that energy to come all the way through instead of being out there in the atmosphere and feeling all that pull on us. So let's just do that right now. Let's bring all of our energies together. And let's just take a moment from all the rushing around on Monday and ground our energy right now. So wherever you are, if you can, feel your feet flat on the floor. And just take a pause. Take a nice deep inhale. And exhale, send that breath all the way down deep into the earth. Inhaling, feeling that breath come all the way up from the earth, through the body, through the crown, up into the heavens. And exhale, bring all that breath back down. Ground the energy into the earth. And as we inhale, let us call in divine spirit, our masters, our teachers, the archangels, and our own spirit guides. We ask that they work with us and through us to surround us and protect us as we offer this program today. Taking a nice deep breath as we honor this season of spring. We look to the direction of the east, where new beginnings occur, where seeds are planted and the sun rises every single day. We honor the east and the south and the west and the north, above us, below us, right into our very center, asking for anything less than light to be gone as we ground the energy and open up to our work this week. Taking a nice deep inhale. So I go to draw an oracle card, some guidance for the week. Drawing from the energy oracle card, Sandra Taylor's. They're beautiful cards. Let's see what comes forward today. Ooh, a little bit of anxiety. Card number 18, which is a 9. All right, so that is kind of in alignment, right, with what's going on. A little bit of anxiety, wondering what's going on. If you just made it through the tax season, that could be bringing up some of that anxiety as well. Some of that extra energy of the solar flares. All of those things that really come at us. All of that doing too much, moving too fast. All of that fighting the retrograde energy, all of that can bring on feelings of anxiety. So when this card comes up, it really does remind me to take a look at where that anxiety is coming from, to look and see if it's, you know, fear, false evidence appearing real, to use my energy tools to come back, to do lots and lots and lots of deep breathing, and to really realign my spirit. The numbers are 18, which is a 9, which 9s are always about like almost completion. So maybe there's something that you've been worrying about and fretting about and trying to bring it to its natural conclusion. So yes, know that with a little patience and a little grounding, you can do that, especially over the course of these next few weeks. So allow that anxiety to wash away as you ground your energy. Know and trust that you're divinely guided and that you can move out of this energy through your breath, through the alignment of your spirit, attuning your energy to the highest vibration so that you can remove this anxiety and stress. Let it go. Taking a nice deep inhale and exhale. Feeling yourself grounding, feeling your feet back on the floor. Nice. Kind of an appropriate card, I would say, for all the energy going on. But we can shift it. We can change it. Have you ever found yourself just caught in all those patterns? Right? Like imprints, like you keep repeating the same thing, attracting the same stuff. Have you ever wondered about it? Have you ever wondered if there's something that you can do, something that your spirit is trying to tell you? Well, that's exactly what we're going to talk about today. My guest, Patricia McCaution, is the founder of the Akashic Record Institute. It is an international company for spiritual entrepreneurs. It's a school for spiritual development where healers and coaches learn how to develop their intuition and decode the messages found in the Akashic Records. She has helped thousands of students discover their soul purpose and transform the lives of their clients through the Akashic Records. She was born in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. Patricia brings together the colorful creativity, positive energy, and unquestionable mystical connection to everything that she does. In her institute, Patricia talks about the Akashic Records as being a collective of consciousness of all the thoughts, actions, emotions, and experiences that ever occurred on Earth, all civilizations, all lifetimes, all realities. She's quite an amazing person. She speaks several languages and teaches in several languages, which I find that pretty amazing. Let's bring her on and talk to her a little bit more about the subject. Good morning, Patricia.
Good morning, Terry. Thank you so much for having me here. It's an honor to be here and to receive this beautiful grounding and introduction. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you for joining us. I really appreciate it. You've offered so much information and help to myself and learning and just really tapping into this information that I really wanted to offer my listeners some more information about how we can use this information of our soul to really help us in our life. I know many people, as I said in the intro, have been struggling right now through this last month, so I thought this was very appropriate for where we are right now.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah, so what is the Akashic Records?
So the Akashic Records are a database of all the memories, experiences that you have as a soul, not only this lifetime, but all the lifetimes that you ever, their soul, ever experienced.
Wow,
and it
also
that's a lot. Yeah.
And it also, you were saying, it also has...
Oh, and it also has present. You can connect to the records to connect with your past, present, and future to get the probabilities of the actions that you're doing now and where that is going to lead you. And also to know how you can, you know, do some sidelines to get to the most aligned path connected to your soul purpose.
Wow. So I guess I really first started connecting with the energy of past lives when I met and worked with Brian Weiss and his work, Many Lives, Many Masters. Mm-hmm. And I always found that so fascinating and read a lot about that. But I never really, you know, really thought about, you know, how would I use that for my work? How did you get started in this? How did you find this?
So I'm from Brazil, and that is, my dad was, he used to develop, like, his teachings and his learnings in a form of shamanic rituals that, you know, it's very particular to Brazil. And so I pretty much grew up in that backyard and, you know, having the experience to see from the far, you know, my dad connecting to the spiritual world and the people in his community. Right. So it's kind of like grew up like on it pretty much. And then as I continue growing, I've always been interested in healing. I started doing, I learned many different ways to connect with healing and many different techniques. And I believe around like 15 years old, I started doing like healing through this, called Jure, which, you know, it developed nowadays. I don't do that anymore, but it's always been something very present in my life and my sensitivity. I could feel people's experiences and places, and it was at the time something that I could not control. I didn't know what to do with it, and that led me into my path to later on start, you know, developing and studying and be what I am today, pretty much.
Excellent. So yeah, it's a long line of energy that you've been working with through your own lineage of who you are and who you've come in to be. Awesome. So where are the Akashic Records stored? Where is that?
It's located in the fifth dimension. So as we are here, we live in the third dimension where things are solid, that is matter, and that is all this ego and all this dense energy. And as we start raising our vibration, you start connecting more with your intuition, with the spirit world, and that would be like the transition between where we are to the fifth dimension. So let's say intuitives, clairvoyance, shamanic work, witch, and those, you know, all of these kinds of different modalities, different works, different ways to connect with the earth, with the spirit world. So as you start going up on the vibration, is that would be the fourth dimension, where that is, you know, all these energies together, but there is also good and there is also evil. And then as we continue moving up, you get to the fifth vibration, with the vibration of the Akashic Records, where it's, there is no ego, there is no matter, and things are lighter and move in a different frequency. So it's almost like at the same time that we are here living in a third dimension, and most of your Akashic Record memories from the memories of your soul are in the fifth dimension, we can connect to that dimension, being on the third dimension and the fifth dimension, and bringing the wisdom collected from your soul, from all lifetimes and all experiences, that can help you support your present life today.
Very interesting. Yeah, you had posted a really excellent article about the five dimensions you had written. And just to finish that out, the second dimension would be the plants and the animals, and the first, the mineral kingdom. So very interesting, the different dimensions that we are able to tap into and access. Yeah. So I guess the biggest question that I've been asked as well is like, what's the importance of knowing about that? How can that help us?
Yeah, that's a great question. Mm-hmm. So it's almost like anytime something is happening in your life that you're feeling like a, you know, dissonance, or, you know, feel like things keep happening, and you do something, you know, let's give an example. Let's say you have a marriage with someone, and there is some sort of abuse in the marriage, and then you find your strength and you leave that situation. And then later on, you know, you meet someone else and you marry again. And then later on, you start finding yourself in the same situation, right? So it's almost like you think that contract was over, right? And then you go into another experience years later and find yourself the same contract. And what happened is that all that we attract in our lives, you know, in this example of, let's say, a marriage, right? It's your soul calling forth that experience for you so you can, you know, develop your understanding, your learning, and really break free from that contract. Because the contract is just there to bring you to where your soul needs, really wants to go. So it's almost like when the lesson is not learned, but it's almost like you can't take any more on that lesson, you move on, but then you end up attracting the lesson because the lesson wasn't complete. So when you connect to the Akashic Records, so let's say, you know, whatever the situation is, you come to receive an Akashic Records reading, the practitioner can help you to find where that source of that situation started. And then you can see what was that soul really wants to learn. There was a lesson that we looked at last week, that the very first place that the person created, it was actually, there was a situation of a person that came to me because she experienced many, many times people stealing from her. And even like her family was, you know, someone in her family like stole, you know, all the money of the family, right? So she came into that family and she kept went into a situation where people rob her house, people rob her car, and she kept attracting those situations. So when we look at her Akashic Records, we were able to find a lifetime where she somehow like took, she was doing like mining work, and she took some crystal or some, like, you know, gold or something, because her family was really hungry and they needed that. And so, but that backfired into, you know, what happened to her family and what happened to her. And between that lifetime, long time ago, and up until now, her guilt from what happened to her family because of her actions kept attracting to her situations where people would steal for her. So she would always remember something that she, you know, her ego always wanted to remember something that she did and that she wanted to change. So basically all the situation that she attracted in her life was for her to get to a point to understand that it was time to forgive not only what happened because of the situation that she created, but also forgive herself. And that started shifting everything for her. So that is something that, you know, this example can show a little bit of how the Akashic Records can support someone to completely close that contract and start having a different life experience and experiencing different results.
Wow. So the acknowledgement that through her soul work that this is what was going on right there is a healing, right? I mean, just the acknowledgement and helping to bring that up. Yeah.
Yes.
And then what other work has to be done once we understand that?
So once we understand, you can, number one, as you consciously, you know, receive the understanding that, you know, she kept attracting situations because of guilt, right? So she understood that, and then she can start a forgiveness work that is not only going to help her at this present time, but also help part of your soul that live a life experience that is still is that a right word in English? It's still coming through for this lifetime. So what we can do is connect with both her right now and part of her soul at that time that made that contract, made that agreement to keep attracting situations, to always remind her of that guilt, right? So, and then once we bring this awareness, we can invite that part of herself in the past to realign with her in the present and let go of, break that contract, let go of that contract and bring the gifts that she denied at that time in her life. So all of this can be done in Akashic Record session to not only break the contract and also bring part of you to actually fully experience a lifetime where there is nothing to be guilt about, where there is only love and understanding and looking at the situations that you attract from a different perspective, from a perspective of, you know, this is something that my soul called forth so that I can, you know, experience myself and shift the situation and discover who I, you know, who, what I stand for and move forward, continue sharing the gifts with the world.
That's very powerful work we're talking about, because I mean, I know in my own life and even, you know, the clients that I work with, that sometimes we get these blockages of energy, these, I call them energy imprints sometimes too, where we just keep repeating them or we come around again, like we can't even get out of our own way and we keep doing it over and over, and we're not really aware. It's not like we're setting out to do it on purpose, but we can feel so stuck, like we can't ever give away. And I've also, you know, I've seen many times where people will just give up because they can't seem to work through this blockage of energy. So as you're doing this imprint, like this example that you've offered us with the woman with the being still, I mean, that was, you know, having people steal from her. So you help her to realign, you help her to reattune her energy. Is that right?
Yes, yes.
And then that helps her to become more aware. I mean, does the record then just go away, or what happens then?
So, yes, great question. So the records, like when you talk about records, you know, basically your memories, right? The memories never go away, because if you completely delete the memory, then you completely delete the lesson from that experience, right? But what is important is to keep the memory, but break the contract, the beliefs created by that life experience, releasing the contracts, the vows, and whatever it is that was created, and release the feelings attached to that memory and the beliefs attached to that memory, so that once that is clear from the memory can stay intact in your records, and you can, receive the wisdom from that experience without the triggers caused by that experience.
Wow. Yeah, that's pretty big. So we don't, I like that, we don't delete the record because we still need that knowledge, but it kind of helps, I guess, smooth it out and then shift, I would imagine, then shift the course of that energy or release the blockages, however you want to look at it, right? So that we can
exactly.
then move forward. Yeah. So how does that information come to you? Are you working with, I've been working with you. So you're working with the guides. Mm-hmm. Can you talk a little bit about that? Yeah, how you work with the guides to find that information and how we all can access that.
Of course. So when you are accessing your own Akashic Records, you connect to your own Akashic Records guides. So you can connect to your own records to receive wisdom, to release, beliefs or memories or blockages. But you can also become a practitioner where you learn how to access your client's Akashic Records. So when you go, so with your client's permission, when the client comes to you for a session, they will give you your permission to access the records. So then with the permission, you have a key of access where you access the client's Akashic Records. And this key of access brings your energy, like your vibration. It's vibration. The words have vibration, meaning that helps you to create alignment with the fifth dimension where, and connect to that client's Akashic Records. And then as you are, at the same time, you're here in the third dimension, you're also tapping into that client's fifth dimension Akashic Records. So the Akashic Records, when you go to a client's records, it's almost like this huge database of information. And each Akashic Records has a guide who will help you to decode the information that you find in the Akashic Records. So a lot of people, if you Google Akashic Records, there is a lot of pictures of libraries associated with the Akashic Records. So not always. Sometimes you go and you connect with libraries, but not always you're going to connect to a particular library. But this is a great way to metaphorically explain the connection between all this information and the guides, because it's almost like if you metaphorically think about the Akashic Records as a huge library, the Akashic Records guides from that particular client are going to help you to decode the information that you find in this library. And many of the times the information will come for you in through your filter, through your claircognizant or clairvoyant, through your, the way that you receive information intuitively. So that is the connection between the guides and the records. They help you to decode the information, and then you're going to receive this information through your intuitive gift.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, and this is kind of why I just really could understand so easily what you were teaching. Because, I work with the clairs, and I do help people to understand how they access their information. So the more we develop this, the more we really tune in, then that's how we can receive that information. And I see how that, for me was just a natural progression to continue to understand more and more, because we can interpret it. It's like interpreting our dreams, right? It's like interpreting the symbols and the signs that are around us. So we use this, and it does take practice. It definitely does. I know for even, a lot of my students, it's just sitting with them and understanding like, okay, let's practice how we visualize. Let's practice how we hear, how we feel, and all these things. And it really is helping us to tune in to that finer part, that higher vibration. And the funny thing is that we have to slow down. we think raise the vibration, go faster. No, we have to slow down. And so I have found that to be a natural progression for the work that I'm doing, to start to understand more and more and more of what these messages are that are all around us. So that is a really big part in the work that you're doing.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. One of the things that I have found over the last couple of weeks of practicing and stuff is also to sometimes when we come in with imprints or soul contracts from like our family, our generations, you know, like when we come in with our grandfather's name, or we come in, you know, carrying on that information. How can you speak to that a little bit too?
Yes, absolutely. You know, once again, you born into the family that you know that is experiences and learning to do it, right? So many times, let's say you know your grandfather had a situation where you know, he had a belief that, you know, woman can't make money, or woman can't handle, you know, complexity regarding money. So many times what happens through children, we are like such a sponges, right? Especially until 7 years old. So for that belief, that energy that was, you know, absorbed as a child, you're going to grow up, maybe for you to grow up and to have a different relationship with money, or have, you know, attract complexity and make more money, in a way, in an unconscious level, would be dishonoring that grandfather, right? And that's what happens, like how families continue attracting the same situations, you know, whatever it is that happened within the family regarding money, regarding relationships, regarding, you know, well-being. It's almost like, you know, people can repeat the patterns of those who came before. If someone, like, you know, a husband and a wife and the children, and the husband had a situation in his family where, you know, the father could not respect the mother. So he almost like he would do the same, or he would do the opposite. Usually we go like, either we go exactly what they're doing to honor them, or we are rebellion and we do the opposite because of, you know, our relationship with them, right? But
right.
It's almost like there is also this like family imprint where people repeat situations, where people act through life to show something to someone, or to be different, completely different than someone that they grow up with, because you know, that's how they feel, that that's the rebellion, or the you know, wanting to have a different. It's so painful to see someone that you love going through whatever they go through, that you try to be a completely opposite person, yet you know part of it is not really who you are, because we try to do all this stuff, you know, be all these people that we are not really in our essence. So this is something else that you can work with the records to pull these layers off, you know, letting go of trying, you know, all these actually contracts that you have with other people to honor them or to dishonor them, or, you know, whatever that is, right? And then when you peel those layers, when you're able to clean all the stuff that is not you, you found yourself in the true essence, and you can connect to yourself and to the world from a completely different perspective and completely different place, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, yeah, some of the work I do is talking about making, you know, new contracts. Part of the program, part of what my program is creating new contracts with ourselves, because we generally don't. I mean, most people do not go and make new contracts. We make them when we're very little, or even when we're born, the contracts that we come in with, but we don't consciously make them to go forward in our lives. So to me, this is all fascinating, making these contracts, because generally our soul wants to help us. But sometimes that help is in a protection that it's not quite what we're asking for, right? So sometimes it can get a little confusion in there. I find it fascinating. I'm trying to figure out the question I want to ask you, because we talk a little bit about the past and, you know, bringing in, you know, contracts to come in, but it also can work, you know, towards the future. How do you speak to the future of once we do this work? How does it come in that way? Can we direct that future?
Yes.
Can it?
Yes. So when someone comes for like to ask a question about the future, right? The way that comes to me is like, there is different paths. There is, you know, if you do this, you're gonna go here. If you're gonna do that, you're gonna go there, right? And it's kind of like, so as in the records, you can see the probabilities for the future. And what happens when you come to an session to connect the Akashic Records to, with a question for the future, you can have this bigger perspective, this, big bird's eye view where, if you continue doing the things that you're doing in the present, you're going to get here. But if you shift the way that you are relating with yourself or for others, if you let go of a few beliefs, then you can get to this place, right? So every time you look at the future, it's important to look at these probabilities and also to connect to the client's soul purpose, what this client really wants to experience in life as this client moves toward in direction with their life purpose, right? Connected to both the life purpose and the soul purpose to be in alignment with that future, to be able to not only give your gifts to the world, which is, how you live your life purpose, but also how you want to feel and how you want it to receive also as you give to others, right? It's that balance that we all look for.
I like that, the probability, and if you do shift and how you can create those shifts. Yeah. So what if someone comes to you and they don't know their soul purpose? What if they're totally lost with that and just keep going through all circumstances that aren't leading them anywhere? How can you help them with that?
Yes. So the way that we connect with that in a session, first we connect to the life purpose, what it is that they are here to give to others. And then it's for me, every therapist will receive in a different way because I teach my students to, see how are they receiving information. So the way that my main clair is the clairvoyant. So for me, usually I will see like a picture that represents sometime in the future where they are, giving from their heart and they're, and seeing the fruits of their gift to the world. So first I look at that information, then I look at the gifts that they brought into this life that can help them with fulfilling that life purpose, and then we look at their soul purpose, like the connection with their soul before this incarnation in this lifetime, and before, all the things that learn, that sometimes learn it wrong, right? So we learn to say, we receive so many no's that we end up cutting our wings a little bit. So what we do in the session, we go before this incarnation, like where we can connect to the soul at this pure creation state to see and have this understanding of, there will be times that we're going to fall on our face in the floor, and that's okay because that is also part of the experience for the soul's growth to be in the right place, right? But ultimately, you want to experience yourself and connect to that, that very, raw beginning experience, like before all that we experience, like what it is that ultimately how this soul wants to feel, what this soul needs to feel in order to be in alignment for the next evolution, for the next lifetime, right?
Yeah, right. Oh gosh, so that was a big answer. That was great. Couple of things. I do have a question here in the chat. I'm going to ask in a second. I had an experience the other day. We were in our practice sessions working, and one person had asked, okay, that was her question she came in with, what's her soul purpose? And I saw the biggest fire. It was like, oh my God, this man, for me, the translation, transformation work, so it is being really tuned into how we process our energy and trusting what we get and what we see and then how we interpret it. So there is that whole process that does come through, like through meditation, through really tuning into your intuition. Intuition is a muscle. I mean, I talk about this too, and like really training it. So I really had that experience just the other day, and that was quite fascinating. So I did have a question that just came into the chat room. What's the difference between life purpose and soul purpose?
Great question. Yes. So basically, life purpose is what you're here to give to the world, right? So it's almost like your I forgot the word, but it's like, you know, so what are you going to give? Like, is your non-selfish why? What are you here to give to the world? And soul purpose is what your soul wants to experience. So is your selfish, you know, what it is that you want for yourself? That is your soul purpose. What your soul needs to experience? He needs to experience love. He needs to experience understanding. He needs to experience companionship, right? So it's like what you need. It's like what in your core, what it is that you really, really need to be fulfilled and to be able to give to others through your life purpose from a place of, you know, integrity, authenticity, and heart. That's basically the difference.
Wow. So, yeah. So they do work together. So your soul purpose is what you're here to experience, and your life purpose is bringing that soul purpose through to life, I would imagine. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. So when we tune in and tap into these higher guidance, into the fifth dimensions, we can find it. And especially I like that you say so much, especially that fifth dimension, without judgment, without, you know, making it right or wrong or anything at all, but looking at it in a very, you know, place of neutrality to understand more of what we've come in with. And I think that's quite fascinating.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Very good. So quite awesome. Very important that we can learn to do this. I love that we're able to tap in and really begin to open up and remove some of these imprints. I think it's important that we learn our lessons. I know that I've always, you know, I've always said, you know, if you don't learn it, it's going to get bigger, right? And yeah. So
yep.
I think that this is a way to help us from having to, you know, take them so hard, I guess, sometimes, and to really be able to, I guess, get closer and closer to that life purpose. Yeah. And to freeing your soul. Yeah. And as you just said, even for, you know, the future of what is to come for your own work that you're doing and the generations that follow, too. As we do it,
yeah.
we affect our generations, those that come before us and
Absolutely.
Those that come after. Yeah, definitely. So congratulations on your anniversary for the Akashic Records. That's very exciting for you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about how people can find you, what's going on for you.
Of course. So what's going on is that yesterday was actually the Akashic Records Institute 3 years anniversary. I founded the Akashic Records Institute 3 years ago on April 23rd.
Yay.
So so it's been very exciting. It was just such a wonderful journey. So much. I learned so much from teaching and from my students and from giving my gift to the world. So this whole month, in the Akashic Records Institute, we are doing like a big month of celebration. So there is still time to join and have fun with us. So you can find us through the through Facebook. You just type Akashic Records Institute, and you can find both a fan page and a Facebook group. So on a Facebook group, that is daily giveaways, where it's just, you know, we just answer one question, and then my team are drawing one person a day and a gifting you with an Akashic clearing session, which those are MP3 sessions that help you to clear some of these layers, and you always receive the exactly one you need. So we're doing this big giveaway. There is a few more days to go. Just come on over to join. And also this Wednesday, we also have a big open live Akashic clearing. It's going to be this Wednesday, I believe like 3 p.m. Pacific time for United States. So everyone is welcome. All you need to do is to just join us through, if you go to my site, Akashic Records Institute, you can get my Unlock Your Intuition in 7 minutes a day. It's a gift right at the top, and you're going to be notified. Everybody that is on our subscriber list is going to be notified, receive the direct link to participate in a big celebration Akashic clearing. That celebration is going to be focused on prosperity. We're going to clear any layers in the surface that are blocking you to manifest prosperity, to attract money, clients, and relationships. Like, because the way you do one thing is how you do everything. So, but this is going to be focused on prosperity because that's what my tribe asked for this time around.
Awesome. Yay. So that's, you can be found on Facebook. You also do a Facebook Live. Is that every Sunday? I think it's every Sunday.
Yes, I do Facebook Lives every Sunday. We do the Sacred Geometry Oracle reading for the week, where we pull three cards and we open up the week in the right alignment and mindset, and with the message from the cards. And also on Wednesday, this Wednesday we're not having because we're doing the big celebration, but every Wednesday we have Wisdom Wednesdays where we talk about different topics. The last one that you mentioned was about the fifth dimension. So every week I bring some wisdom from the records, from something that is going on behind the scenes of, you know, having this the institute. And so I love to share. I'm always sharing a lot, so it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, it is a lot of fun. And did I hear something, I don't know, maybe I'm not supposed to say this, did you hear something about you making an oracle deck or a crystal grid or something? Your crystal grids are beautiful.
I think we have like 10 to go, but this week I'm already getting some of them printed, and I'm probably already going to start sharing them on Sundays.
Yeah,
and then we're going to do a big, you know, we're going to do a big celebration. We're going to open for some people that wanted to also, you know, get them. We're going to also have classes. It's going to be a lot of fun. So all coming up in the next month or so.
That's awesome. That's very exciting. So I thank you so much. But before you go, I just thought maybe you could leave us with one kind of sum it up, closing statement, or how this work helps to empower the spirit. What would you say?
Thank you. Yes. So what I, you know, through all the work that I do, and I see sometimes the hardest thing for my clients, for my students, is to truly forgive. But what I want to share is that if someone that is hearing and doesn't feel like is in there yet, right? Don't judge yourself for not be there yet, but know that, you know, when the situations come, that and when forgiveness truly comes in, when you really welcome forgiveness in your life, then you create space for love.
Space for love. Welcome forgiveness. Forgiveness is big.
Yeah.
It's a very big vibration. Yeah. It's very high on that scale. It really is. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for that and for opening up us with more information and wisdom on how and what the Akashic Records are about and how we can use it for our life. Very important right now as we evolve, as we move through a raising of consciousness. So I definitely appreciate the work you're doing and all that you've offered us.
Oh, thank you so much. It's such an honor to be here. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, and I'll be sure to share the information about the clearing, and I'll post it on Facebook, and you are in the show notes. So AkashicRecordInstitute.com. Check it out for more information. Patricia, thank you so much again. I really appreciate it. Have a great day. Yeah, to your spirit.
Thank you so much, Terry. You too. Thank you.
Thank you. Hey, take care. All right, that was awesome. So much information. So let's just take a nice deep inhale and just exhale out. Let all that information just settle in. As you think about for yourself, what is your soul purpose? What is your life purpose? How can you connect on a deeper level, on a higher dimension, and remove some of the blocks that keep you running in circles? How can you attune your energy to learn and to forgive so that your soul and your spirit can feel the love that is all around you? Taking a nice deep inhale and exhale. Yeah, such great information. Thank you again, Patricia. I'll post that information of where you can find her. I know for myself, the work has been quite empowering. For me, it's been a natural progression just to go higher and higher into the upper dimensions, to learn more about my purpose too, as I help others understand their soul contract, how important it is for me to understand mine as well. I hope it's been helpful for you too. All right, so let's see. Coming up, I don't want to let the subject go, but coming up as we come to the end of the show here, let's see. I'll be back next week. We're going to be talking to Leonard Pomuta. What's the Science and Heart of Yoga? He has a book out that's actually not new, but it's been republished, so we'll talk about that. And then May 5th, we're going to be talking about Why Do We Do What We Don't Want to Do? A Look at Emotional Eating with Tammy Marshall. Very excited to have her. And we're going to also have Prima Lee on talking about your wealth code and others. So be sure to follow me on Blog Talk Radio to get all the latest information. I haven't done any readings lately, so I'm going to schedule one of those in. So be sure to get on the information for that as well, and I will take your calls for those readings. All right, so let's see. Locally in the Birmingham area, I have a Reiki 1 scheduled for May 13th. If you haven't taken Reiki, now is a great time to jump in. It is a perfect time for you to learn how to open up to this universal energy. We've got the Mono Valley Yoga Festival coming up. There is such an amazing alignment of teachers, so be sure to register if you're in the area. So many things going on. I'm going to be teaching about crystal energy. I'm going to have a booth out there. I'm going to have lots of crystals and lots of my jewelry. My jewelry will be available. I'm also going to be announcing very soon, so you say you can tell, you can hear it here first on the Empowered Spirit Show, Summer School with the Oracles. That is going to be coming up. I'm going to teach you how to access your energy, how to align with your gifts, just like we were talking about, and then how to really align with the cards. I'll be reviewing different cards, talking about oracles versus tarot. I'm very excited about this course. You can take it from anywhere, the beach, the pool, the woods, wherever you are. So I'm very excited. Listen up for more information coming up. All right, so let's just go to close the show, bringing all this beautiful energy in together. Taking a nice deep inhale. Exhaling out. Feel yourself grounding with Mother Earth. Inhaling, opening up to your spirit, to your soul work right now. You're needed. Your light is needed. Shine it. Align with your spirit. Thank you again so much for joining me today. I'll be back next week. This is your host, Terri Ann Hyman. To your spirit, namaste.